talking to trainer Steve Davis about the win of Cool Partner. Steve, very impressive today, this gelding.
He went quite well, Pete. I don't think the field was overly strong, but he seemed to beat him pretty easy, so hopefully he's got a bit of a future.
Well, you can only beat what you're up against, and he certainly did that with aplomb.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Kelvin seemed to think he got a bit lost once he got to the front. Like, I think that's his only fourth start, so it's the first time he's ever got to the front, so he can be forgiven for getting a little bit lost.
Is he a bit of a character? He's sort of playing around here in the stripping stall.
He was a bit of a handful when he first came. Yeah, he sort of had to go to boot camp for a couple of weeks to just get a bit of respect, basically.
He dumped Kelvin?
He did on the way to the track. I must have him feeling a bit fresh, so I'll have to buy Kelvin a drink this evening.
All right. Now, you're one of a few trainers who still dabble in two codes in harness racing. You still got that going strong?
Yes, Pete. We've got Modern Ruler. He's back in work. Had two or three weeks. He's a two-year-old. We've just finished breaking in, and there's a yearling pacer as well. We've just started to break in, so got those three, and there's half a dozen late thoroughbreds in work, so it keeps us busy.
But thoroughbreds is your main business now?
Pretty much, yeah. Like, I still work, but always sort of keep six to eight in work. Got a lot of young ones coming through, and three-year-olds back for their second go and that type of thing, so we haven't got a lot of spare time.
When you say you still work as a full-time position, what doing what?
Work on the waterfront, yeah, doing the Spirits of Tasmania.
All right, well, obviously that keeps you busy, but you must be a busy man with early starts in the morning and late finishes.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, the alarm goes off at 4:15, so it does get a bit tiring after a while.
All right, when you're getting winners, though, it certainly eases the pain.
Exactly right.
All right, Cool Partner, where do we expect him next?
Not quite sure. I'll talk it over with Kelvin, and we'll just pick out a race somewhere for him.
All right, well, the owner, B. Dixon, is...
He's Brian Dixon.
Brian,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, Brian's had a few good horses over the years.
He's
in Cool and Black many years ago, so he knows what a good horse looks like.
All right, and do you think this one will get through his grades?
Hopefully, Pete. You know, he's still learning the caper, and he's learning to settle a little bit, so, you know, he should be able to win another one or two before it gets a bit hard for him.
All right, well done today.
Thanks very much.